Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Podcast. Hello, you guys. It's Ashley, Lauren, and Naz, and we are joined today by a psychic reader, an aura reader, and a medium. She goes by the name of Mystic Michaela. She's been on Dean's podcast and Becca's podcast, as well as the Real Housewives of Orange County. Michaela, hello there.
Hey, thanks for having me, ladies.
So let me tell everybody a little story about how I came across you. I didn't come across you on my friend's podcast. And I say Dean's podcast. It's also Jared's podcast now, but not back when you were on there. I came across you because Jared and I were in Hawaii and we were looking through Instagram. We had only been public as a couple for a couple days. And you had done a reading of our auras.
Right.
Now, I need to know, how do I believe that you just read our auras and you're not just a really instinctive person and you picked up all that through watching Bachelor in Paradise?
I mean, yes, you don't know me. You know, I do read for strangers. It's easier to read for strangers, honestly, because you can't like Google them. So it's hard for you to like, you know, but the thing with you is you're intuitive. So you probably picked up that. I was getting something on you. Possibly.
Oh, you totally did. And I think you picked up on something that not even regular viewers could see, because when I read it out loud to Jared, he was like, holy damn, that girl is good. And we knew that the story of us and stuff was out there. So it's not like we thought, obviously what you said touched us deeper than somebody just a regular viewer.
Why don't we go into what she said about you and Jared? Because that's probably what everyone's thinking now.
Yeah. So let's not talk about it. Let's describe it. So Michaela, tell the audience about what you wrote.
Right.
There.
So I am a Bachelorette fan. Of course, I'm a fan, you know, but I saw you popping up and I'm like, you know, she's just like, it's nice to see just genuine people, you know, like you and Jared. I think that comes across to empathic, intuitive viewers. Like, you guys are like for real. Aww. And you have, what's cool for me, because I see colors around people. So whenever I see a picture, whenever I watch TV, whenever I see somebody in person, I see colors around them. And then the colors just signal a lot of different stuff to me. But what was interesting for me, you know,
you see colors through TV. Like, if you're watching somebody on TV, you can see their colors.
All the time.
Wow.
Yeah, and it drives me insane.
Is it just like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Is it just like a big ring over your head, or is it like your whole body? Like, what does the color look like? I'm so curious about this stuff.
Yeah, it depends on who you are. Like, for you, Ashley, it's very flowy. So
flowy?
Like, yours is, it's like flowy. It's kind of like there's not a lot of boundaries to it. Like, some people keep their colors like in a tight circle around them. Yours is a little more like smoky or floaty.
What color is it?
Different.
Can you tell someone's aura through the phone?
No, I have to see a picture. But
okay. She's going
to
do your reading in a bit, Lauren.
Well, she can't. I'm not there.
No, she's going to look at your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I just grabbed it. But all your photos, Lauren, are in black and white, you know? Like,
going to read my aura.
Oh, shit. So is that going to fuck with Lauren's aura that all her pictures are in black and white?
Well, then, because I knew I was doing this call, I'm like, okay, I just look at your I don't get it podcast, your graphics. So the three of you, like,
no, hate that photo, Michaela. That's the ugliest picture of
text
me.
Text one to me right now. Like, text it to me.
Yeah, send her a
somebody
picture.
Text it to
I
me.
I guess, does it matter
she
when
also
my
can
aura
look
be-
at your Instagram?
Wouldn't my aura be the same? Michaela, can I request when you come to me that you go to my IG instead of looking at that photo?
Yes, I will do that.
I just really don't feel like that black eyeshadow was me that day. I made a bad judgment call in the makeup chair. Anyways.
I get it.
Anyways, back to the senses that you get between me and Jared. You right. sense that my color through the TV is what?
So you're like all purple. Most people are more than one color. You're mostly purple.
What does that mean?
Which is crazy because people love giving you and Jared the purple heart.
Yeah, that is
which
weird.
Is so cool.
Yeah.
People pick up on this stuff, I swear. Yeah, so it means like, yeah, all right, but all three of you are purple, by the way. But you wear it so differently. So Ashley, like you're all one color. You're like all purple. So it's impossible for people to like, you'll feel something and I feel like react to it. And I think that's what happened with Jared because he's all green. So you're like two one color people who kind of, it's like two extremes found one another. And
you're like Barney like, together.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, that's right. And I feel like what it is you brought him out of his shell emotionally and he gives you some stability. So it's kind of like the, it works and opposites attract work for you too. And I feel like he feels safe with you in a lot of ways. And, but it took him some time.
I agree.
It took him some
that.
Time to kind of like break open and be that emotional guy that perhaps it wasn't super comfortable for him to be. And it was hard for, you know, I think with you, your big thing is when you know something down the line before it's even going to happen, it's just like a feeling or a vibe or whatever. So there's no logic attached to it. So, you know, I feel like his back and forth thing was driving you insane.
Right.
Because it was just like, you knew energetically that was not his intention, what he was doing outwardly. So,
yes.
But yeah, it was a really cool aura reading to do because it was positive and it was happy and like, you know, you guys got over stuff to be together, which I think is just inspiring for everybody.
So every color means something else, right? Sorry, yes. Lauren, did I cut you off?
No, it was kind of the same thing. Like if you have a black aura color, do you right. have a demon? Do you have a demon inside of you?
I've only seen a black aura once.
Okay, so
one time. Say that again.
What was that person like?
He was
Was it Katy Perry?
This is a really this is a really dark story, actually.
You tell it.
It was so it was a woman, you know, you can imagine I get a lot of relationship issues. So it was a woman who came to me and she showed me her boyfriend's picture and I didn't want to read it. I'm like, I don't want to read his energy. Like I didn't want to channel that.
Whoa.
Because it was black. And I said, like, he took something from someone and he was in jail for murder. I know. It was
he
really
took someone's life.
Yeah. Because I have my own protection and they were like, don't read him. You know, like I got a real strong feeling like, you know, and I think we all have that once in a while. It's like evil or don't go there. But not everybody who killed somebody is black aura, though. You know what I mean? Like, it really depends on what. I think there's a gray area, but like for him, he was evil. He was an evil guy.
Can we just talk about you real quick before we go
sure.
into
yeah,
more
yeah,
like
yeah.
aura
That's
stuff?
What
so
I want.
You're also a psychic and a medium?
Yes.
Okay. And so when did you realize you had all these superpowers?
Just probably the number one question you asked, but it's so
yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah, I'm so curious.
Well, my family's psychic. So my mom is psychic and her brother. And like, it kind of goes up the line of my family okay. On my mom's side. So it wasn't a weird thing to be psychic, but it was, I see colors, which is different than like what my other family members do. So it's just a different modality. And I always saw colors like growing up around people. I thought it was totally normal. And I remember being like, oh, that's a red person or that's a purple person, you know, and I made up my own like kid ways of understanding that and stuff. And then I wanted to be normal because I'm also highly empathic. So I feel what other people feel about me. And I didn't like the judgment and all that. So I actually was a teacher for a while.
Wow.
I went into teaching and it was really, it was interesting and stuff, but it was super inauthentic for me. Like I used to teach the kids based on their aura colors and stuff like that. And I never told anybody.
I was going to say, I would think
doing.
That would be a benefit being a teacher, being able to see kids'
yeah.
colors and how you treat them and teach them.
It helped me a lot. Like, I think I really honed a lot of my skills that way. Like, okay, green people need this. This is how purple people are motivated. This is what a red person needs with communication. But the problem is like a parent would come in and I see this all the time. Like, in family systems, somebody has an issue that, you know, Timmy isn't a football player. And it's like, what, you know, Timmy's not red, Timmy's blue. And like, you have to get over, you know, but I couldn't say that in a parent conference because they would have been like, you're crazy. So then it was like, you know, I just got to do this for a living. And that's what I've been doing since then.
Can I ask pretty honest questions. Well, first of all, I just have to say out loud, I've never heard of an aura, what is it called? Seer or an aura reader before?
Yeah, an aura reader.
But you've heard of like people having colors around them?
I've never heard of this concept ever. I've heard of psychics, mediums, tarot card readers. Lauren, have you?
Right.
I used to, okay, so like in obviously in like dark times, we turn to like witchcraft and stuff like that.
Obviously, in dark times, Lauren turns to witchcraft, which she just really jokes about.
But I used to send colors to people. You can send colors, right?
What? Crazy.
White magic.
Intuitive. White magic.
Yeah, like I would want a guy to love me, so I would send red or pink, like right to
his heart. You're doing something.
I would do that too. I would lie in a bath and just think about sending pinks.
The fuck? Is this why I'm single? I didn't know about any of this color shit. Well, wow,
maybe Jared's the colors friendly reached.
Are you kidding me? My mom never taught me this stuff. I had a Ouija board and that was it.
That's so funny.
The one question I wanted to ask you, Michaela, I hope you don't take this offensively.
But hold on, we have to figure out the sending colors. So does sending colors actually have an effect?
No, like, and you know what? The way that I do it, and I think you guys were doing something there with the color thing, which is kind of like sending energy to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't do spell work. You know, I don't like recommend that. I'm more of like authenticity person. So like I try to use what I do for kind of more of like a life guidance thing. And I try to stay away from the stereotypical like gypsy with a turban kind of thing going on. But
Miss Cleo.
Right. Like, exactly. Like, but I know that sending energy works, but it's like law of attraction and visualizing, like we've heard of vision boards, stuff like that. But I know you have the power yourself. Like, don't waste money, like having somebody do a spell for you, you know, like you can do that yourself.
It's so funny. I feel like it's safe to say we've all like bought a book of spells at some point and wished that.
Sure. Love Remember candles. One time? I bought her a love candle for her birthday.
Oh yeah. Which Big came in my bathroom and saw, by the way. Did I tell you about this?
Oh yeah. That
it
was
says love come to me on it. It was so embarrassing. Yeah. Anyways. So I have to let you in on a little secret, and that secret is called Love Honey. So whether you're single, in a relationship, in several relationships, guy, girl, non-binary, whatever, having a fulfilling sex life is super important. I mean, DJ Khaled would say this is a major key. It's super important to me personally, and I think it's important to you, which is why I want to tell you guys about Love Honey. So if you haven't heard of them, you totally need to, and you need them in your life. Love Honey are the sexual happiness people and one of the world's biggest online retailers. So they basically stock all kinds of sex toys, lingerie, other amazing things that will literally revolutionize your sex life. And I mean it, trust me, take it from me. It is totally a life changer being single. And they sell all kinds of sex toys. They have rabbit vibrators, massage wands, they have teeny tiny bullet vibes. I've personally, this is so funny, but I really think everyone should try the new clit sucker. I'm just saying, if you've never tried one, could change your life. And they're the brains behind the incredible Broad City collab and 50 Shades sex toys. So if you're a fan of Broad City or the 50 Shades movie, definitely check that out because they have a lot of fun, cool stuff on there. And basically, Love Honey delivers straight from Atlanta to your door in super discreet packaging. So don't worry if you live home with your parents or you have roommates. And if you're like me and you can't wait to get your hands on a new toy, choose super fast express one-day shipping because they'll get it to you ASAP. So if you're a bit unsure, they've got loads of handy guides to help you guys out. And get this, 24-hour customer service to help with any question you have anytime. I love them. And because we love it so much, we're going to give you guys an incredible discount offer because I really want you to give this a shot and try it out. Or you can also buy gifts for someone else that you think may like this. So right now we're offering 20% off everything on their website, you guys. Everything. By going to the link lovehoney.com/get it. That's lovehoney.com/get it, G-E-T-I-T. Follow that link and your discount will be automatically applied at checkout. So whatever you're after, go to the website, pick something up, and you never know, your life could change. All right, back to the podcast. I've always wanted to know, can you make a living being a psychic and or a reader and all this stuff?
Yeah. I think like, you know, people don't come back unless you've touched them in some way. And so all my business has been like word of mouth to get to this point. So I do, you know, I do well. This is what I do full time for my life right now. Oh, like wow. I said, I used to be a teacher. Now I do this. And, but I'm very like, there's only a certain amount I can do in a day or in a week because the energy that it takes is so intense for me.
Wow.
So, you know, that's why I always tell people, like, look at, like, when you choose a psychic or a medium or whatever, look at how many they're fitting in a day, because like the legit ones, don't do so many sessions in a day, because it does take a lot of energy when you're getting real advice from spirit.
There's so many questions I have for you. One of them is, I've never really understood how psychics can do it over the phone and not like have the person's presence in the room with them.
That's a good question. I do like photos because that when I look at somebody's eyes, it connects me to their energy. And like, you know, I'm a pretty grounded person. So even when I start talking like this, I know how it sounds to the logical mind, but there is no such thing as space or time between us. So when you're talking to somebody and you're kind of locked into their energy, you can communicate with them and get messages and get, you know, signs and symbols and all sorts of things from spirit that's geared towards them. I do it with pictures. That's what I do.
What is your response or reaction to people who say, I don't believe in psychics?
That's fine. You know, like my husband, he didn't believe in anybody but me, because he's like really.
So like, sounds like a great guy.
Thinking. I get that thinking. I think you do have to be cautious about trusting. Like, I agree with that. Like, I'm cautious about who I trust my energy with. So everybody else should be too. But there's a difference between being like, you know, open-minded and cautious, or like just closed-minded, you know? Sure. And I think there's a huge difference. And I talk to a lot of people who are open-minded, but still like, you know, prove to me, and that's fine. Like, I can do that. No problem. But somebody who's like, no, that's, then I get like, because I think I'm empathic and I'm nice, I'm like, it makes me like sweat and I get all nervous and stressed out. I'm like, okay, you know? So I just say like, yeah, be open-minded, but ask the right questions. You don't have to fall for everything, because some people do lie. Some people do try to manipulate.
Psychic. So my dad, he's ridiculous. He doesn't believe in like spirits coming or energies coming,
right,
and people predicting the said future, but he believes, right, in mind reading. I'm like, Dad,
that's
mind
funny.
Reading sounds so much more absurd to me than like having energies come to you. So
I didn't know that about Dad.
What?
I didn't know that about Dad.
Oh yeah, Dad's like, no, they're mind readers. I can understand that. I'm like, no, that's crazy.
Oh,
so now I need to know the form that you see. I think of everything that you do, medium, mm-hmm, is the most fascinating, and I feel like the most amazing talent, because everybody wants to connect with those who have passed. So
right,
how do you see their spirit? And please describe like what the dead look like in,
yeah,
spirit or energy.
It depends on the person and like how ready they are to come through. But usually, like when I do mediumship, I do it like one-on-one. Like I'm real, like, because the energy that they take to come through me, I'll start taking on their personality.
Is it like Whoopi in Ghost?
I was just going to talk about Whoopi in Ghost.
You in trouble, girl. Or what is it? You in danger?
Yeah, you in danger, like, girl.
Ashley and Teresa, that movie, it's so good.
You know, yeah, I don't start talking in their, like, accents or whatever, but I do start getting like angry about things they get angry about. Or I, like one person I read like last week, I started getting all these like gross, dirty jokes and stuff. And I'm like, oh my, and I didn't want to say them, you know? And I'm like, did your dad do like a lot of dirty jokes or something? He's telling me all this stuff and it's like gross. And they're like, yeah, yeah, tell me it, tell me it. So like things like that. So they come through me, how I do it. I mean, other people could do it differently. Like I get their emotions and their feelings. And then I'll start kind of like in my mind's eye, I'll see them and stuff like that. Very rarely I'll actually see physically a spirit or a ghost or you know, a loved one who's passed.
But
very
you have seen images? Lauren?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah.
Added something here because you know that this is where your interest peaked.
Well, when you do a medium reading, do the spirits ever stay with you?
Yes.
Do they hear you at the foot of your bed?
Oh my gosh, did that happen to you? Because that they will do that with you, because Lauren, you're actually, purple in a different way than your sister. You are very intensely purple. So once I can see like spirit getting attached to you, because like if they know you can see them or hear them or communicate with you,
she's very
it's like,
willing
oh my gosh,
to communicate.
She can see me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm begging for people to come haunt me all the time.
Then they will, you know, if you're open to it, they'll just start showing up.
Wow.
And you can like, and do you see, Lauren, do you see them, just because I'm getting this, like, do you see it before you fall asleep? Do you see images in your head of people?
Okay, I don't see images, but I will feel people touch me.
Because it's something about like in, like when you sat at the foot of your bed, but then I was getting like, as you fall asleep, like between sleep and awake, it's yeah. not dreaming. Like that's kind of like an opening.
That and is the yes, that's the opening for the spirits to come and touch you. Yeah. And I feel like the feeling of like, you know, falling asleep, I'll feel people like take two hands and just push my shoulder.
Oh God.
Lauren,
and I'm
what?
Like, that's happened to me like three times. And I wake up and I'm like, well, there's no denying that someone was just pushing me.
Why have you never said that?
That happened to me once when I was in fifth grade.
That's
and
insane.
It was soon after my grandpa passed, but I thought it was such a violent movement that I didn't think it was him.
Oh my God.
They can come through like just because it takes so much energy to actually touch you or something. It could be violent when they didn't mean to be.
Right. Because you got to push like if we're going by ghost here, he had to push really hard. Right. Also, I'm a ghost hunter. So I know that when like there's spirits talking, like they're actually and you catch it on a camera or and just sounds like a whisper. They're actually screaming.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've said. Like the energy it takes for them to like connect. And then that's why I can't do so many in a day or in a week, because like after a session like that, I'm zonked. Like I am exhausted. I can't deal anymore, you know. But yeah, so but Lauren, if you're asking them to come, like you just have to be careful that you also set your protections up. Like you have to say like only those in the light can come through. Yeah.
Definitely.
You do that? Okay, good.
Michaela, is it true that you dye in your ghost outfit? Because I'm scared I'm going to be haunting people in sweatpants.
Never heard that before. That's hysterical. No, you do not dye in your ghost. Like, it's fine. You do not.
Are you wearing clothes in your ghost? Or are you just naked?
Well, now you ask, like, the best questions.
Because
like,
I don't like my naked self either. Thank you. I'm trying to be a host
be
one day
so
on
weird.
TV.
It would be so weird if ghosts were naked. That would make them funny.
No, I'd be so
pissed.
They're
definitely
not naked.
I see, like, kind of just general outfits. I'm not getting, like, you know, they're definitely not naked, and they don't look like schlubs. So I think it's okay. You know, I think you get some sort of basic uniform.
Oh, God, like a TJ Maxx haunting.
I think it's a lot of khakis.
Oh, no. Ghosts in
khakis.
That's a show I'll produce next season. Ghosts in khakis. Ew, nothing haunts me more than like a Maxinista. I just have to interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to tell you guys about an awesome app that's going to make you look great, save you a lot of money, and honestly, it really is a life changer, so it's probably going to change your life. So the app is called Poshmark. If you guys listen to the podcast, you've obviously heard about it before. And the app is basically a place where you can sell your clothes and make money right from your couch, which is genius, you guys. So if you're listening to this, just download the app because you can be making money right now. My favorite part about Poshmark is I can get really awesome designer items for cheap. Like I bought this Off-White belt. Off-White's my favorite designer right now. And the belt is originally $200 and I got it for like $70. It's really awesome. So all you guys have to do is download the free Poshmark app. Poshmark carries women, kids, and men's clothing, so you can buy stuff for other people too. And Poshmark has tons of brands to shop from, you guys, not just Off-White. So they have Louis Vuitton, Coach, Givenchy, like anything you want, literally any brand. If you like Silent and Noise, that's on there. Lovers and Friends, Love and Lemons, like it's all on there. It's basically like a cheap place to get clothes from Revolve for cheaper. But don't tell anyone I told you that. But my favorite part about the app, in all seriousness, is that Poshmark is the easiest way to buy and sell items. I personally have a personalized promo code to hook you guys up and get you some $5 off your first order to make it even cheaper, save some money, put it in your pocket. My handle is at Naz Perez, NazPrez. So that'll save you guys $5 if you use that. And I'm actually selling some of my stuff on there if you want to check it out. I recently wore this bridesmaid's dress to a wedding in Arizona that I did that I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about before. It's really awesome. I wore it for like 3 hours, brand spanking new. It's from Lulu. So if you're in need of a bridesmaid's dress or a really cute gown, I'm selling one. But anyways, I really hope you guys give Poshmark a try. It takes like 2 seconds to download the app. Just give it a shot. And another cool part about it that I forgot to tell you guys about is that if you see something that you want, you can make the seller an offer. So you can actually offer them how much money you're willing to pay, which is kind of fun because you can bargain on there. So you guys help me clean out my closet on Poshmark. Again, it's a free app where you can easily clean out your closet and sell items for straight up cash. My username is at Naz Perez and you'll get $5 off your first purchase. All right, let's get back to the podcast. Wait, should we hear more about Lauren's aura since we heard a little bit about
yes,
it?
Yes, but can I ask one more question before I forget? All right, so as a medium psychic, I need to know, that's also my crutch word. I'm always like, I need to know. How do you see death happen? Like when somebody dies, how do you see the transformation into spirit form?
That's a good question.
That's good. So somebody who dies tragically, I get this a lot. Like somebody who dies quick. Like I get kind of a lights out, like that's my symbol. And they'll show me like, they just woke up dead. They're just like, and I was dead. Like I just had a reading last week. And I was like, was it a motorcycle? And it was a motorcycle. And I'm like, just so you know, he didn't even know what hit him, you know? Like, and it was just like, and I'm dead. So that's like a quick one. The people who are sick for a long time, that is, even though it looks like the worst way to go, like, honestly, that's the best way in a lot of ways because they kind of transition and they're super happy. They're like really happy to get out of there. That's why like when you see a loved one in hospice, like it's really hard for us, but for them, I get such an elation, like such a peace and that one's really calming.
Wow.
So that feels really good. And then some people like, and then this is touchy, but I feel like with suicides, that for me is a lot of regret. And I try to tell that to people as much, like a lot of regret. And that's how I know it's a suicide because I'll just feel such regret about it.
So I guess I want to clarify my question a little bit. Like when in movies and such, we see the person see the light like on the operating room table and they go into it. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. And like I said, because I'm just a person, you know, like anybody else, like they show me what they want to show me. So this is what I've seen. I've seen some people who've died have been like shown me, okay, my aunt was there to meet me. They are like, they'll show me a family member who welcomed them and brought them over. I also get feelings of like places that they go. So like I said, they don't show me a lot about what happens on the other side, but there's definite like work spaces and places to heal and places to like kind of grow and like debrief or something. So they show me like rooms where that happens. But it's happy and it's okay. But I don't get like, did you ever read Sylvia Brown's books or anything like that?
No.
You guys would love them. She goes into like, it is 74 degrees in heaven. Like she'll give you like, it is so specific.
That's too cold.
No, that's too hot. No,
74 is nice to me. That's
needs to be
good.
60, 70.
Like, okay, one of you is okay with it.
Michaela,
if you
ever
read her book, she's super detailed. Yeah.
Are you ever attracted to ghosts?
Oh my gosh.
Are you like, that's a hottie?
This is like coming in with
this is so
left field question.
I'd be like, damn, I missed out on that one.
I don't have that fetish.
Wait, what, Lauren?
That would mean it was a succubus or incubus when the ghost tries to have sex.
Having sex with a ghost.
That's weird. Yeah. Although people tell me stories, you know, a story I get all the time is people wake up to having sex with a ghost.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that, but that really does happen to people.
Well, let's talk about ghost sex. Lauren, have you done this?
Lauren, are they doing that to you?
Lauren's greatest dream.
I just know that Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures was like molested by a ghost one time.
What?
So that's all.
It happens. I hear about it. I hear just so much stuff. So, and like from normal people who aren't crazy. So I know they're not making it up.
Wow. Michaela, how do you see heaven? Is there a heaven or another dimension? And is there a hell? Because you talk about dark spirits.
Yeah, I feel like there's places where dark people, they're separate. Okay. I don't know how dark you want me to get.
We want you to get so dark. It's so interesting.
This is the I Don't Get It podcast. We don't get any of this. We need to know all of this. I'm writing this down.
So for example, I get a lot of people who were molested, right? So one, and this has happened more than once, but I'll just tell you one particular instance. Like I felt her dad coming through, but he wasn't allowed all the way in, and he had molested her. They kept he's separated from the rest of the group in heaven, or like whatever you want to call it. I get different spaces, and you're not allowed until you're ready to like heal or move on or apologize or like really see how you've affected people. You're not allowed to move to the space that's more in the light. We'll call
so that would like, be considered purgatory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like yeah. Like if you want to name it, if people, you know, different belief systems and stuff like that. I don't like to step on toes, but I get more of like, it's another dimension, but it is in the light of that, which is greater than us. So whatever you want to call it, spirit, God, you know, but there is a place that you go that's in the light, and it's a very forgiving place. Like you can screw up and still go there, but like certain things you have to atone for. And there's a place for that.
And you feel like people are happy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get like elation, happiness. I get they're with family. I get they're working on themselves somehow. Like I get like a lot of spiritual stuff. And I get a lot of times they'll stick around family members to get stuff done. Like I had a woman who, what was it? Like she wanted her ex-boyfriend who was the father of her kids, who was like a real stinker, to like disappear because her new husband, she wanted him to adopt the kids. And I felt this grandfather energy and I got the name and everything. And it was going to be her new husband's grandfather. And he's like, I'll take care of it. He's like real Italian. He's like, I got it. I'll take care of it. This was him on the other side. The guy disappeared and the guy's grandson adopted the kids. So you can ask them for favors.
So they're like spirit guides a little bit.
Yeah. They'll just like they'd help you out in life, they'll help you out in death. Just like grandma would help you out in life, she'll help you out in death.
How do you talk to them? How do I ask my grandma to help me get a boyfriend?
You just talk to her. And then like when you feel a response, don't be like, oh, that was just me thinking it. You know, like just be like, okay, cool. And you'll get better at it.
My friend is very in touch with the other side. Her mom passed when she was 22. She's 27 now, and she is always asking her mom for signs. And when she gets a response, she always believes in the response, even as like little as it is. But like she sees dimes all the time, and like she always knows that a dime is her mom's way of saying like, "Hi, Jamie, I'm here."
Like a hot guy, or like an actual
dime. Like will like show up like in her pocket. After she like asked her mom a question.
Oh, wow.
No, it's true. Or like, but it's so sad when somebody doesn't believe it. Like I had this one lady come and her mom, like an ornament from her mother kept falling off the Christmas tree. And I'm like, well, that's your mom talking to you. She's like, is it, or is it an ornament? And I'm like, oh, you know, be stupid, be the fool. Just be like, hi mom, thanks. You know? And then
that's what
when
Jamie
you
does.
Do that, yeah.
He always says hi mom.
That's all you got to do. And then it makes them stronger. And they can do more for you.
If any of you guys out there are like me and hate leaving the house, getting put together at all, having conversations with other humans, Nordic Track is for you. You get to work out in your living room with streaming services. You can wake up and go on a run through Paris. You can go a bike ride in the African safari. You can choose any streaming service. You can get a intense workout right in your living room. They have treadmills, exercise bikes, that's one of my favorites, incline trainers, strength trainers, and you can have a high energy streaming workout any time of the day without stepping out of your door. You're in your living room, you're getting in shape, you're building confidence to allow yourself to go out there and do anything you want. Nordic Track is here for you. Workouts are led by the top personal trainers to ensure you meet your own personal fitness goals. And it's just so cool to like type in a location or a city and you can just go on a run in that city. We have a special offer for our listeners. Get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/IDGI and use the offer code IDGI. Again, that's nordictrack.com/IDGI and use the offer code IDGI during checkout and get $75 off your purchase. This is such a good idea to motivate yourself to do a workout every day. You'll stay consistent. You'll get more confident. That's what we're all going for here. So visit nordictrack.com/IDGI. Back to the show.
what about animals? Because every time we have a dog that passed, our dog just passed 3 weeks ago, and every time I get a little bit more curious about the other side.
Do you want her to try?
Well, I think that she said that she needs to be alone with the. Well, just, if Lauren and I are on the phone, you could connect with our Lucy and our Tiki.
Yeah, I'm better one-on-one for mediumship, just because I get. It's very intense for me, but with just general, you got to, after this, send me a picture and I'll do it like over text or something. I'm sorry about your dog. Dogs can visit.
I just heard a dog bark.
Yeah, was that Gurgi?
I just heard a dog too.
That was Gurgi. That's my dog.
Okay. Oh my God. Holy mother.
It's true, right?
That's crazy. Gurgi was like, there call Lucy. Funny. I want to meet her.
That's so weird.
But maybe that was a sign, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was laying there like asleep. And then all of a sudden he barked.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, then we all say, like, just say hi to your dog in your heart and then wait and see what else happens.
That's so cool. Wow. Lauren, you have to talk about your aura again and how you seem to have psychic energy.
Okay, Lauren. And what does dark purple mean?
Okay, Lauren, you're very, okay. So like I said, all three of you are purple, but Lauren, the way that you're purple is like, you're very, I don't know, you have like convictions or something. Like I feel like you really are good at following yourself emotionally. And I don't like, I don't like to use the word stubborn, but like, I feel like you'll get something and you just know it's true. But that's, I like conviction instead, because I feel like you follow your and it makes sense because you are so spiritually inclined to like talking to people. Like, you believe what you feel, okay? And you do this like with talking to the spirits, but you also do this, I feel like, in life, in friendships and relationships. It also means like, I feel like you cannot handle being controlled or like anybody telling you what to do. Like, you do have a really hard line, like a drawn there. Are you single right now, Lauren?
I'm not.
Okay. Like, I got to see a picture of him because I feel like there's, with you, I feel like there's this fear that you don't want to lose any of yourself moving forward in a relationship, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense. I feel like I literally was like driving today and I was thinking like, I was making an appointment with a therapist in LA and I was thinking, what am I going to tell her when I get there? I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell her that I really don't want to lose any more of myself.
Yeah. But like, what makes you feel like being in a relationship is like losing yourself, you know? And I feel like that has to do with, I feel you have a hard time accepting a lot of love or giving from someone else. Cause then in the past you felt like it was a manipulation, you know? So,
Ashley, your mic.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
That taps into something, but I think that Lauren probably gives herself too much, gives away too much of herself.
Like, I don't receive any thing, but I definitely give a lot. And I was thinking like, wow, I give a lot, but then
you're fearful of being trampled on or used or manipulated or whatever. So you're protecting. You're protecting.
But
I'd have to see a picture of him.
We will be sending you plenty of pictures after this. Yeah. I'm excited.
Better. Yeah.
Get that group chat started. Yeah. That's going to be lit. Yeah.
And in like conviction and stuff, like, yeah, I definitely do what I want to do. Like, and I will, you know, stick to that. I won't let everyone be like, come on, let's do it. I'm like,
you're a lead. You're not a follower. You don't particularly need to be a leader either, but you're definitely not a follower. Although I feel like just with you and your sister, like looking at you two together, you do feel obviously you're close. But I don't know, like with Lauren, I get more like you're the more dominant sister in a lot of, like, you guys feel like you do a lot of mothering to one another. But I get you, Lauren, being kind of like, you're have an opinion and you have no problem like sharing it, I feel like in a loving sisterly way. Definitely. And
well, she makes fun of me more.
Okay, got it.
I tell you, I tell you definitive, like, you should wear that. Don't wear that. Don't say that.
Right. And it comes out of love, but like other people can probably because Ashley is purple too, she understands that, but other people might who don't get you all the time and might be like, oh God, you know, that's harsh or whatever.
So mean to Ashley, but really she gets it. She's fine with it.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Cause she knows you, you know, and you guys do feel like you do, but Ashley to you feels like a nurturer. Like Ashley just, she's got like a very soft, like a softer purple. So I get like, she's a softer kind of person that way. Also really intuitive also, but more go with the flow, you know, like, okay, you want to do that? Whatever, moving on. I'm not going to convince you here, you know, that kind of a thing. But you guys are both very purple to be sisters. Like, that must have been something growing up, because I can't
imagine. I wonder if both your parents are purple or something.
I'd have to see them. Your dad sounds green just with that mind reading thing, because that is such a green person thing to say.
That's like they want to make it scientific too.
Yeah, that's funny.
How many colors are there?
There's five main colors, but I've never read the same aura twice. Like, people wear them all very differently. Like, Lauren has a little yellow in her, too. Ashley, you have a little blue in you. Naz, you have, like, purple and red. Like, but you have a lot of red. But I feel like that's because of your job and stuff, like, where you have to have a buffer on you to be do what you do.
Well, what does red mean?
So, red is, like, it's, like, a power color. So, it's, like, leader. And this, all right, and I don't understand, like, I'm obviously you're a producer and I know that, and like, but you do a lot of things. You, I feel like, need a lot of change. And I feel like your big thing is like self, it's like growth and self, and like you can't handle like anything stagnant. And I feel like to do this in your life and to move through the industry the way you have is you've had to have your own kind of management around yourself. And that's like logic, and that's thread. So I feel like you can talk the language of the people that you have to deal with to do what you want to do. But the artistic purple self and that free spirited self is what keeps you interesting and driven and motivated and things like that and genuine and why people are drawn to you. But you also feel like a major, like, I feel like nobody, you have this issue with injustice. And I feel like if you see somebody getting picked on or something, you feel like a really good friend. That's kind of what I get. Like, you would just freak out if somebody hurts somebody close to you. I do get
friend.
That about you.
Yeah.
She does feel like a good friend.
Sometimes I think I care too much about things being fair, though. So I totally relate to that.
That's interesting.
That's the red, because you see when somebody's on like a power trip or something, or somebody's like arrogant, or like they're doing, like you see through people. Yeah. So that can really upset you.
Naz won't let things like slide. Like, yeah, if like something is like not fair, or like she feels like that's, you know, that should be mine, she's going to let you know or whatever.
You probably see her ticking too. You're like, oh, Naz is going to do something about it. You're like, okay.
In that situation, yeah.
That's terrible. What do you find your most incredible experience has been as like a specific experience being a psychic or a medium?
The other day I was like when school was still going on, and I have a 9-year-old. I
oh
was
my
walking
God,
to
you
get
don't
her-
look like it.
Oh, you are my new best friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was walking to get her from school and I saw a guy on the corner and then he disappeared. And I'm like, okay. And I had a reading later that day, right? So I'm like, okay. And this was my recent too. And so I went home and, you know, I did my mom thing and I got the kids out of the house and I prepared for this reading. And I really wasn't looking forward to it. I never met the woman before, but I really wasn't looking forward to it. Anyways, she came in, she sat down, she's older. Her husband was dead. Like, he came right in with her. And I'm like, oh God, in my head, I'm like, I saw him today. Although I can't start the reading that way, because she probably would have been like, you're crazy. Anyways, but I said, but I got this searing pain in my right eye. And I'm like, oh my God, my head, my right eye is killing me. How is this from your husband? Well, he shot himself there. And that's how he died, or whatever, he killed himself. And then the reading went on. And then I was watching TV and I couldn't see out of my right eye. Like, this was at night, like, you know, fast forward to like 9 o'clock at night. I couldn't see anything out of my right eye. I'm freaking out. My husband's like, oh my God, it's that reading you had. See, he'll like put the dots together for me. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't see for like 12 hours.
No way.
That freaked me out.
He was a really strong
like
spirit.
Yeah. And he wouldn't go away. And talk about people. That was the one and only regret. Time I've been touched, because he touched my foot and I freaked out. I saged the house. I'm like, go to the light. You know, I'm like screaming at him.
So
I can't have that.
I feel like the people that maybe commit suicide linger around a little bit longer. They really want to communicate strongly with their family because it was so abrupt.
Yeah. I get that. Like, they just come through like with immediate energy of, it's, imagine like you weren't allowed to say sorry, like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, like so loud. And then this particular woman wasn't really open to it. She didn't mean to, but she had a huge wall. So she's like one of the ones who there'd be a sign and she's like, oh, that's coincidence, like that. So he couldn't get through to her. So when he came through to me, it was just like extra charged.
Oh, he's like probably been trying and she hasn't been taking it.
She's mad at him, you know, like she's mad at him for doing that.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's quite a story.
Crazy. Yeah, isn't that crazy? I know. And like, you know, you don't have to, you know, I tell people, I honestly don't really tell people. I don't, I'm telling you girls, but I don't really tell people these stories because I think people think I'm nuts, honestly.
Oh, right? No. But, I think you're the most sane person ever.
Thank you. I needed to hear it. Thank
I think you. This world is so crazy and so many things are so inexplainable that I think it's crazy when people don't believe stuff like this.
I think it's, there's so many That's stories that I think it's crazy for people to be like, oh, they're all the stories are fake.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So the wind is real, but ghosts aren't.
Yeah.
Cool stories. You know, I just don't understand people's logic. That's can funny. I ask you two quick questions about what kind of purple am I? And then I want to know if you have any advice for me in relationship land.
Yeah, we need to figure out if Naz is going to find a man. So when you say when you say
let her.
Yeah. I guess but psychic. It's like, is psychic like seeing the future? Like, can you see Naz's future?
Yeah. Well, future is free will based. So we are not, the difference between us and animals is we make choices and the choices reflect like our own issues or whatever. So if you can be more conscious of the choices you make, you can change your future. So with you, Naz, I get like, okay, so the red and the purple are really strong colors for business. I get what happens with men is two things. Like one, I feel like they get an all competition or something with you. And it's like, they feel like you tap into some of their insecurities just because you are independent and like you are successful and you've done lots of different things and you like, you're also direct and there's nothing wrong with any of these things, by the way, but I feel like the types of guys that you're seeking out, like if I had to give you like straight up advice, I feel like you're seeking out ones that have insecurities. Yeah. And so like they get triggered by you because they're like, oh God, she's going to find out that I cry, you know, or I'm like, I have a fear of failure or something. And I just feel like if you project it a little differently, you're going to attract a different type of guy. And so for you, because you, I feel like you lead with the red in most situations, I feel like it's uncomfortable for you to receive somebody's like emotional attention. So if somebody's like, hey Naz, how are you doing today? Like, let's talk about you. I feel like you get kind of like skeeved out or something. So I would say work on with yourself, starting to ask yourself about, I know it sounds corny, about feelings and emotions and like, how do I feel inside? Or like, how do I feel emotionally about this, that, and whatever? Because just kind of having that conversation with yourself, you're going to attract somebody who does that and you'll be more you'll be more comfortable with it.
That's so crazy because I feel like I'm literally the exact opposite and partially probably from producing Bachelor, to be honest, because all I want to do is talk about people's feelings and why they feel things. But maybe I should work on
them. Like, you're talking to them. Do you let people talk to
you? Yeah, absolutely. That's how you relate to people. Yeah, being open. Okay. Maybe I just have too much of a red Power Ranger in me. I'm like, no one's coming near me. Interesting.
I feel like you need kind of more of an emotional guy, I guess, you know, and I don't know why I'm getting like men are nervous to like, they think you don't need them or something.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks. That's good advice.
And because men are like, oh God, this girl needs some help.
Wait, what'd you say, Lauren? I missed it.
That's why I attract so many men, is because they're all like, oh, she needs some help.
Yeah, sometimes men will want like a mommy.
Lauren always, Lauren loves to be mommy to them.
Yeah, I can't be a mom. I'm not your mom.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, Naz is not going to be your mom. She's not going to like tuck you in and give you like a good night kiss.
No, I will definitely do that. 100%. I'm just like, you know, not going to pay for your gas and stuff.
No, I think who's asking for that? That's awful.
That's not mine.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, I have one more question, and I think we'll wrap it up after that.
Okay.
Can you foresee health issues? Like somebody in your family, can you sense that and like have them be like, you got to go to a doctor and like get forewarning on certain stuff?
Yeah, I can. You know, obviously I'm not a doctor or anything, but like, you know what I get a lot? Hormone stuff, like thyroid issues, diabetes, like blood issues, and I'll get like cardiac issues too. Like you girls being purple, you're like, you like just for health. I mean, you all feel, you're young, you know, you feel very like healthy to me, but I get with, just trying to center in on one of you. Well, being self-destructive is always like a purple thing that you got to watch for. But that can be more like with
drinking and stuff.
Yeah, you do. I mean, usually with addiction, I'll see purple people with addiction.
Lauren's an addictive personality.
And it's just kind of like, cause you're so much going on and so much energy and so much like stuff coming at you energetically. It's like, sometimes you're just like, oh, I got to like numb this out. It's like a lot. So you just have to be careful. But then another way I'll see self-destruction too is like with relationships. Like if you have something good going for you, then you're just like, oh, I can't deal with this or whatever. But for you girls, you all feel really healthy to me because I feel like you have outlets. See, purple people need outlets, like something artistic that they're doing, something like this, you know, podcast and all the other things that you guys do. Those are outlets. So that helps you stay kind of balanced and healthy. Yeah, but like usually I'll see like hormone stuff and heart stuff are the stuff I get a lot. And then sometimes I'll get nerve issues too.
Interesting, interesting. Is there anything about you that we didn't touch on that you think is important for people to know about people who legit do your career?
Yeah, I think the big thing is like nobody should try to like sell you on it, you know? So if somebody's trying to sell you, it's kind of a turn off, right? Mm-hmm. So I think like, and I also tell people like, don't get a reading unless you're ready. I tell people that all the time too. Cause you have to be in a good space to kind of hear it. And that's when you get like the messages that are meaningful to you to get you to the next level. It's supposed to be like an assistance kind of a thing. And that's what I try to do for people.
Yeah. Like our friend doesn't like getting readings because she's like, I'm just too scared. They're going to tell me I'm dying and that I'm going to be alone forever. And it's God. I totally get that, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I don't think a nice, good psychic would say that to you, you know, like unless they're trying to sell you on more services or something.
Oh yeah. Like Naz, didn't you go to one and they said that you had a curse on your family?
Oh God.
Yeah. That was the day I met your mom over FaceTime hysterically crying. Cause I went to the psychic in an emotional state and she's like, your family's cursed. You must give me $500. Go to this store and buy three skinny red candles and meet me at the church. And I like called my mom and God. I was like, Mom, we're cursed. And my mom was like laughing. She's like, no, we're not.
Yeah, you're not cursed. It's ridiculous. That's silly. Like,
so aura cleansing, is that bullshit?
Not well. I tell people like, no, you have to cleanse your energy. It's kind of like a lint roller, you know, like you have to run it under the water every once in a while because you do pick up other people's crap. So you do have to kind of like, so how to cleanse it though, it's really not that big of a deal. Like you take a walk or like work out or, you know, like stuff like that, like take a salt bath. It's not that difficult to do it.
No. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow. I think a lot of mediums that and like psychics that people see are like the Long Island medium and the Hollywood medium.
Yes.
A Hollywood medium, it's just hard to believe because he's doing things to people that you already know the information about, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
So that's why everyone's like, oh, I don't believe it because they could just look it up. It's like, well, obviously.
They could Google it. And that's why I said I like reading strangers better because it's just easier for me to like get confirmation, you know, because they know it's nowhere else. So they're like, yeah, I do have a sister. Yeah. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you know, that's his thing. You know, that's his hook.
That is the hook. And that's why I don't watch it. Cause I don't can't believe it then. If it was random people, like I believe like Long Island medium way more just because I choose to believe there are no producers on that show and she just to anyone.
That's funny, Lauren. I never even think about that. Darn it.
Oh.
I'm so depressed about that though, because I'm so sad they're getting a divorce. Bums me out, you know.
I know, and he's so sexy.
He's like old man sexy.
Yep, totally.
It's okay. Yeah.
Like Pierce Brosnan?
No, more like bad he's boy. More like a Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh.
Totally.
Like he's got blood vial around his neck.
Yeah.
Michaela, this was so fascinating. I really, really enjoyed this podcast. I'm sure people listening are going to want to get their auras read and just find you in general. So where can people find you? How can they get in contact with you and get, you know, use you?
Okay, yeah. So I'm on Instagram at Mystic Michaela, and I have a website, mysticmichaela.com.
Can you spell Michaela?
Yes, it's Michael with an A. So it's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A.
Amazing. Well, expect our pictures coming in the next couple of minutes.
Yes, and the dog.
That's so sweet. Oh, that's Lucy. So sweet of you to do. All right. Well, we will recommend you in the future, and we hope everybody enjoyed this. We sure did. Thank you.
Bye,
Michaela.
Bye.
All right, Lauren, the expert on all things spiritual. What did you think of that?
I think she nailed everything. I think she's really got it right.
I think her strength is being a medium. I don't know about the psychic because I think the Naz reading was a little bit off.
Yeah, I feel like my reading was a little off.
I think she got it right that, like, you, I mean, obviously have like a business hat and like a strength hat in the red. But yeah, you do talk out feelings a fuck ton.
I know. I mean, I would never say this about myself, but I'm about to, but I would consider myself one of the warmest people I know. So that's why I just don't think that's the thing.
Yeah.
I do believe, but obviously it's hard to meet guys because then they're like, oh, this bitch does all this shit.
Yeah.
But like, duh. Right?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think you she's better at being a medium. Plenty of conversations about how we think that guys don't love the ambition. Which is interesting.
Yeah, but then we also know that that's proven not true with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends. It really depends on the guy. So basically she's saying that maybe the only ones you like or attracted to
have a lot of insecurity, right?
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that was right.
I think they have emotional insecurity, like they're afraid to be vulnerable. Not so much they're afraid of you because you're
which is definitely true. But like, how do you find someone that's like emotionally open that hasn't been on The Bachelor?
Right. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It's training.
Very interesting that the ghosts follow her too.
Yeah. I think that sidewalk ghost was insane.
But Lauren, I'm more interested to know about your experiences because I had no idea that you have felt them before.
Yeah. Like it's a big jolt. Big jolt. I like, honestly, it's like in the falling asleep stage. So I'm sure a lot of people are gonna be like, oh, it's just your dream and you're just imagining it. But it's, and I'm so tired when I wake up and realize I've been pushed by a ghost that I just go back to sleep. So like if it happened in real life, like in like awake life, and I was pushed just randomly, I'd be like, oh my god. I'm just like so tired that I'm just like, wow, that was pretty sweet.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
So funny.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited. I'm gonna actually send her pictures now, and
I just followed her on Instagram.
I'm really interested to see what she has to say about, like, I'm always most fascinated with the medium thing because that is something that we just,
to me, is it weird that it kind of scares me
to know about the other side, whatever that may be?
It doesn't scare me. Like, I definitely believe in ghosts. I definitely feel like, especially our ancestors kind of like protect us.
It makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah, but just someone, God, I don't know. I guess there's a part of me that maybe doesn't believe that they can talk to them. Maybe I'm not fully there because a part of me is like, ugh, I don't want some random person to misconstrue like what my grandma's telling me. You know what I mean? Or like,
okay.
I guess there's a little part of me that's a little mistrusting. It's probably more on me than it is like them and their ability, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was incorrect, I don't want to say like, no, I was right. Like most of it is very correct. But one thing is she said that you were easy and
that's right.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Which is maybe she got the exact opposite. Like it's the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, totally. No, I am motherly towards you, but I'm definitely not go with the flow.
No.
At all.
I don't, you're a little go with the flow.
Maybe compared to you, Naz, but
it also depends what the situation is. I'm getting better as I get older.
Like, yeah. I feel like you do things that, like, I'm picturing you, like, going somewhere, like, to the farmer's market and Lauren not wanting to go.
I don't like that.
But back in the day, I feel like you'd be like, Lauren, you're coming with me. And now you're like, okay, she's home.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly. We're all just like becoming adults and know what we like. And I don't like the farmer's market, and Ashley does.
We're growing. We're growing.
We're growing. All right, everyone. All right,
guys. You know, talk to us on our Facebook page and, you know, tweet at us. We don't even get enough tweets. I want you guys to tweet us about episodes and what you want to see and all that good stuff.
And what you
want
to hear and what you guys want coming up next and what you want to know.
And what we actually haven't covered in 83 episodes.
What are we going to do for our 100th episode?
I don't know.
I feel like we have to like streak the streets of West Hollywood naked and put it on YouTube or something.
Oh my God. Okay. Ugh. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.